NPR.
In 2011, Elon Musk was interviewed about an up-and-coming Chinese electric vehicle company by a reporter from Bloomberg.
With BYD, I think they're ramping up production of their electric vehicles. Warren Buffett owns 10% stake in that. Why do you laugh? BYD is trying to compete. Why do you laugh?
Have you seen their car?
I have seen their car, yes. In fact, at the Berkshire Hathaway.
Elon said that the cars were unattractive and just not competitive with Tesla.
But 12 years later, at the end of last year, BYD overtook Tesla as the number one producer of electric vehicles in the world. Mr. Musk now takes the company very seriously.
And China as a whole is expected to have been the world's largest car exporter last year, comfortably surpassing Japan. Yet most Americans have never seen a Chinese-made car, let alone driven one. This is The Indicator from Planet Money. I'm Darren Woods.
And I'm Paddy Hirsch. Today on the show, how BYD is winning the EV race, what the rise of this company says about the Chinese car industry, and why these electric cars aren't sold in America.
In Australia last year, Aaron McDonald was looking to go electric. He wanted a Tesla, but they were a little past his family's budget.
There's not a huge amount of electric cars in our price range and for our needs available here in Perth.
Aaron road tested a cheaper, unfamiliar Chinese car brand, BYD.
I was reluctant with the Chinese, and I'd never heard of this brand, but they've got a track record. I was concerned about their ability to service or make a good quality car.
The car he test drove was the Atto 3, and it had a few quirky features, like some rubber guitar strings on the car door that you could pluck. This is a YouTube video demonstrating this feature.
Smoke on the water.
Smoke on the water.
The deep classics.
Purple. So this is the kind of thing you can do if you're stuck in traffic. And also it had indoor lights that would shine in sync with your music. And also spread across the tail in capital letters was the phrase, build your dreams.
That's something that's quite odd to some people to have on the back of their car.
Yeah, kind of a live, laugh, love of vehicles.
That's right. You know, what really convinced Aaron was his research. He read about the company's track record and that it had partnered to make a wide network of servicing dealers across Australia.
Yeah, so Aaron and his wife thought the EV was reliable enough and at a good price point. So they bought it.
Yeah, it's fine.
I like the endorsement. It's fine.
Yeah, it's fine. I mean, absolutely nothing to complain about. But it's not a superstar, right? It's not going to blow away all your friends with excitement. It's a utility.
Elliot Richards is the China correspondent for the Fully Charged show, which is a YouTube channel all about electric vehicles. And Elliot says you can think of BYD as the Toyota of EVs.
So they're offering, you know, those smaller EVs at reasonable price points, and they're really filling in that gap.
And to understand how BYD can offer these reliable, simple EVs at competitive prices, it helps to know a little about its founder, Wong Chuan Fu. In the mid-1990s, Wong Chuan Fu was a chemistry researcher, and he started BYD as a battery company, focusing on the types of batteries in cell phones, like my first cell phone, which is the Nokia 3310.
That had an amazing battery life, didn't it? You remember it lasted
Yes.
for about a week. More than likely, that was a BYD battery inside.
Wong Chuan Fu is known for having this intense work ethic and an acute attention to detail. And clearly being one of the world's top battery makers wasn't enough of a challenge for him, because in 2003, he decided to acquire a state-owned car company. And after experimenting with conventional engines, Wong Chuan Fu and his company were determined to make a world-beating electric vehicle.
They thought, well, we're not masters at making petrol engines. The Germans, the Japanese do that much better than us. They've been doing it for 100 years. We're never really going to catch them up. So they started developing their own technology in batteries and electric motors.
They thought they could leapfrog older car makers by focusing on EVs. And this idea was shared by the Chinese government, which over the years has offered huge amounts of subsidies for EVs. Local governments have joined too, like by buying up fleets of the vehicles.
Yeah, but subsidies aren't the whole story. There are plenty of other electric vehicle companies in China that BYD has managed to beat out. What allowed BYD to rise to the top of the market was two things. Firstly, its obsessive, detail-oriented boss, who might be remembered one day as the Henry Ford or the Alfred Sloan of electric vehicles. And secondly, the company's extraordinary ability to cut costs.
BYD is vertically integrated, so they get, you know, all of their materials, they process everything themselves, everything's done in-house.
So BYD not only makes its own lithium car batteries, but it owns its own lithium mines.
Its own mines? But talk about vertical integration.
It's so vertical, it's going underground. And this helps the company make cheaper, reliable batteries. But BYD had an Achilles heel, which was styling. You know, just like Elon Musk's dismissal of the car's looks in 2011, car dealers also rejected a new car that the company had been working on. Wang Chuanfu smashed a prototype. He broke a toy model of this car himself. And in 2016, they realized they needed outside help. So Wang Chuanfu hired an expert, the former head designer for Audi, for Alfa Romeo and Lamborghini. And his name was Wolfgang Egger. And Wolfgang went straight to work on a hybrid family car that, you know, looks like a pretty standard American or European vehicle.
BYD's still learning a lot. They're learning so quickly on how to adapt their cars for a Western audience or an overseas market.
Those smoke on the water guitar strings, though, they yes. are still sold in other models. Elliot says they're probably not Wolfgang's idea.
It's just like, they're a bit unnecessary.
And you can be honest.
I think they're rubbish.
These sketch details aside, because of what BYD offers, which is a car that gets you from A to B at a reasonable price below Tesla, they are taking off from Perth to Paris.
One location they're not selling their cars, though, the United States. Craig Trudell is the global automotives editor for Bloomberg News.
The reason Americans don't see BYDs on the roads in the U.S. is because Washington is really concerned about China basically repeating what we've seen over decades with Japan entering the market and Korea after that.
BYD electric buses are sold in the U.S., but the cars are a whole other story. Because in 2018, Donald Trump announced a 25% tariff. It was a 25% tax on Chinese cars.
Yeah, Joe Biden maintained that tax and gave American-made cars a further advantage through the Inflation Reduction Act. The IRA gives consumers a subsidy of up to $7,500, but only if the car meets Made in North America requirements. And that's just the start.
There's a huge amount of subsidies going into battery manufacturing for the companies that make battery cells. There's a lot of support at state levels as well. It is not a situation that is conducive to BYD being able to ship cars from China.
While Tesla does continue to grow, it is not growing as fast as BYD. You know, it's clear now that China is leapfrogging traditional automakers in the US, Japan, and also Germany. And now the US is playing catch up in a sector that it started a century ago.
We absolutely are seeing major economies sort of make this bet on the idea that they can replicate China's success. And the question, of course, is whether or not they can stomach the years that it's going to take for the US to catch up, for the EU to catch up.
So what about some kind of workaround to bring BYD cars to the US? Like, I don't know, setting up a factory in Mexico or doing a joint venture with an American company? Craig is skeptical that'll be happening anytime soon.
I don't get the sense that there's, you know, many sort of fans of China in and around Washington.
So I guess for now, Americans will have to bring their own guitar strings to their cars. This episode was produced by Cooper Katz McKim with engineering by Valentina Rodriguez Sanchez. It was fact-checked by Sierra Juarez and edited by Patty Hirsch. The Indicator is a production of NPR.
Have you played guitar on the door strings?
Yes, one time.
Yeah, it's pretty fun. Can you make some music with the doors?
Yeah!
That's some pretty good music.